You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem. If you want to reach us or any of our guests, you can text us or call us at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And then also visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. And we'll have a blog post for every one of our guests, so you can go on and see all the contact information. And so, Tammy, with everything that's happening with healthcare, had to bring in the expert on this.
I am so happy you did, because I think Susan's going to clear up some stuff for us.
Yes. So I want to welcome to the studio Susan Carpenter from MFP Benefits. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Susan, I've known you for 15 years or so with because you did all the benefits for our company whenever I owned my own company. And you've been known as an expert in this field for many, many years. You do public speaking for huge groups of people. Give us the lowdown. Obamacare is the name that most of us know this by. Give us the lowdown on this program.
Well, Doug, it's really fascinating. Gallup did a survey and asked people about the individual mandate, and realized that that's the taxation piece for individuals, and realized that 43% of Americans didn't even realize that Obamacare was still in effect. And
wow.
And there was a really funny segment this week on the late night show with Jimmy Kimmel, and the show is actually interviewing the man on the street and asking him which one is better, Obamacare versus the Affordable Care Act. And universally, everyone who was interviewed said, "Oh, Obamacare is bad, and the Affordable Care Act, oh, that's good." And then they were telling the folks that it's really the same thing, and you should have seen the look on their face.
The look of embarrassment.
Yes.
Well, I have to be honest and admit, I mean, I stay pretty informed, but I didn't know that it was called the Affordable Care Act. I didn't know the name of it.
No.
Yes. In fact, it's called healthcare reform. It's called the Affordable Care Act. It's called Obamacare. All those things really are referring to the same set of laws and regulations. But it's quite funny, the public perception.
So when is this going into effect, and what goes into effect?
Well, Obamacare really started back with the passage of the two original bills back in 2010. But the biggest and most significant changes, certainly for consumers, are happening January 1, 2014. So the big excitement this week...
That's soon. That's less than 3 months away.
Well, it's true. And the big excitement, at least for some of the folks... this week was the opening of the healthcare exchange, and they've renamed that to be the health insurance marketplace. So that
what does that mean?
Well, it debuted Tuesday, and of course the frustration is that the people haven't been able to actually get on the darn thing. It's a government run website. So,
well, so it opened while the government shut down.
Exactly. It was, yes. And it opened the day the government shut down.
That's perfect timing.
Isn't that perfect?
Yes. Awesome.
All I can do is laugh.
It is funny. And if you can imagine millions of Americans trying to get on this website to learn more about their new health insurance options, and the frustration level that people have been experiencing this week has been incredible.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is such an oxymoron. Even the name's an oxymoron. Affordable Care Act is affordable for who? For whom?
It's certainly not affordable for the American public. This whole program is going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars. And let me give you an example that's going to be close to home for your listeners, which is the new health insurance exchange provides subsidies for people to purchase health insurance. So while some people might find this a welcome relief, particularly those that are want insurance and are currently uninsured, with a new health insurance marketplace, you can buy policies from private companies like Anthem or Blue Cross Blue Shield. You can also buy them from GHP Coventry here in Missouri.
Okay.
In Illinois, they have a number of options through their state-based exchange. So here's what, you know, if there's anything affordable, it's for those folks who actually qualify to get some subsidy.
Right. So for many people, the cost will go down.
Oh, for many people, the cost is going to go down significantly. I mean, just to give you an idea, 70% of Missourians actually will qualify for some level of health insurance premium subsidy through the health insurance exchange.
Okay, so any type of subsidy like that is no different than a tax break for lower income people. It's no different than some sort of welfare program to a certain extent, right?
Well, you're right, and it's technically called a tax credit, but it's really what they call an advance payment of your tax credit. So, for instance, if you're a consumer and you're interested in looking at your options on the new health insurance exchange, you go to www.healthcare.gov, and if you can get on the site, which is a challenge at the moment, and if you can get in and you happen to be a Missouri resident, then you'll be presented with 17 different plan options, and those will be from a variety of insurance companies. Each of the different plans has different deductible levels, and they have different price tags associated with them. So depending on your family income and your family size, you will actually see the price tags associated with that. So, for instance, I'll give you an example. If you're a family of four and you have adjusted gross income of $50,000 a year, and you go on to the options for Missouri plan, if you pick one of the bronze level plans, there's one of the plans, and I'll get into explaining that in a minute. But if you pick one of those, the cost for that family is $72 a month. Now,
that's for a family of four?
That's for a family of four.
The cost of their insurance is $72 a month for a family of four if they're within one of those levels where they're subsidized.
Well, that's correct, Doug. And the subsidies for a family of four go all the way up to adjusted gross incomes of $94,000. So
my brain just froze for a second because, that sounds amazingly awesome. However, who's paying that difference? I mean, we're paying so much these days for our healthcare insurance. The employer that I work for, he's paying our insurance and pays 100%, which is amazing. But as a business owner, I would imagine I'd start wanting to make it to where the employee would have to pay. Because, who's going to...
Well,
sorry, but my brain.
I'm with you, Tammy, because the first thing I think of when I hear subsidy is that if for it to be cheaper for one person, it has
who's
to be more expensive
for
another
that?
Person because it still
makes
has to get paid for somewhere.
Right.
What would that same family of four, what would be an estimate set of $72 a month that they would be paying currently in 2013?
Oh, currently that family is paying between $900 and $1,000 a month.
Okay. So $900 to $1,000 down to $72. So you have roughly an $800 or $900 subsidy every single month for that family.
That's correct, Doug. That's
so
part of what the new health insurance exchange offers. And so the big question, as I explain this to everyone, the first question that comes to mind is, who's paying that?
Yes.
Who's paying that? That's
right.
One family of four with a subsidy of $800 to $900 a month.
Right.
And the answer is you are, the taxpayer, because there's a number of taxes that have gone into place in 2013, including Medicare taxes, more payroll taxes for high-income earners. There are taxes on medical devices, taxes. There's an enormous tax on the health insurance companies in America. On every single health insurance policy sold, there's a tax. And again, all of this goes into this large pool of money that then goes back to fund these subsidies. But that's why I said it truly is unaffordable for the American public because it's trillions of dollars worth of subsidies.
So the Unaffordable Care Act is what it should really be renamed, right?
Yes, I think that phrase has been used before. And so for consumers, they're going to feel like this is this is found money, and they're going to be quite excited. One, to have guarantee issue coverage. Two, to be, many of them will be paying significantly less than they're paying today. And in some cases, the employer is going to be pretty excited as well because the employer could potentially be paying less
right.
if they have employees who are eligible.
Well, and I definitely want to get into the employer portion of this, but it's going to be, we're going to have to go a little bit deeper with that. So I want to save that for the next segment if you have time to stick around, because this is something that if for an individual, we don't like the fact that this is coming into play. However, it is coming into play. So because it's coming into play, we all need to know the facts. And if somebody can get that subsidy, then they might as well get it. And rather than going on to the healthcare.gov and looking at all those options, I found that it's so complicated, and I've considered myself pretty educated, but all those options really confuse me. I would rather go through a broker like you who can still sign me up for all those same programs, and it doesn't cost me a dime extra to do it, but somebody like you can actually shop it to all those major carriers and tell me which one is the best deal for me, right?
Absolutely, Doug. And I can tell you that there's so much confusion. I mean, when you're presented with 17 plan options, different network options, which can be very significant, which doctors and hospitals participate in the different networks, it really does take someone to analyze your personal situation, which doctors or hospitals your family typically utilizes, prescription drugs that your family might be utilizing. It's important to make sure that you end up selecting the correct plan, mm-hmm. because the subsidies are available no matter which plan. If you qualify for them, they're available no matter which plan you pick. But choosing the plan is an important decision.
Okay, so Susan, I want to make sure that we get into that, because if you're looking to find out more information about this, Susan, I'm going to make sure your information is on our website. Just go to DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com and look for Susan Carpenter from MFP Benefits, and we're going to make sure all your information is on there so people can link to it, get in touch with you, and get in line right now for these different exchanges. So I want to ask the question, that do you know exactly what your small business needs to do in order to comply with the Obamacare deadlines? Coming up, Susan Carpenter from MFP Benefits will give you the details that you need. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.